Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
From a team perspective also, it's better to have volunteers as opposed to hostages.
How does he come up with these?
That's what I really want to know.
I love Mike Thomas.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Is this happening? The Atlanta Braves are world champions.
Earlier on the show,
NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Rams general manager Les Snead, Fox NFL analyst Mark Sanchez.
Coming up,
Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson.
Plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
I mean, what a day. Hour three here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just had quite a bit going on right here in the last hour, as a matter of fact. We had Les Snead, the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams, who pulled off that trade for Von Miller. He walked us through how he pulled off that trade, why he pulled off that trade. He did say that he's willing to talk about in the next couple of days after onboarding Von, start talking to his representatives about a long-term contract, sticking him around longer. And anybody's like, well, how are they going to work that out? Leave that up to Les, who just keeps on pushing forward, just turning pages and just dealing with current situations. And then whatever he wants to talk about long term. And if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, he doesn't have a long term plan either, I mean, you got to check it out. If you missed it, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. He walked us through about the compensatory picks and how you could work that and then use the sixth rounder here and a fourth rounder there. It's an excellent insight on what general managing is. Also, we had Mark Sanchez on the program talking about all the news that's breaking with Odell Beckham, especially, and what's going on with him there in Cleveland and why it hasn't worked on the field. We just named our toughest player on planet Earth with our friends at Gorilla Glue. It's Jarrett Patterson of Notre Dame. That award, as always, is brought to you by Gorilla Glue, makers of high-quality adhesives and tapes. Much like the players this award recognizes, Gorilla brings toughness and strength to even the most difficult household projects and repairs. Gorilla Glue for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Joining us now here on the Rich Eisen Show, it's been a while since we've had this man on. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and is joining us on behalf of the nonprofit Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board to promote Los Angeles as a destination. Just as he has learned, it can be a pretty damn good one, not just for football life, but the life after football life. A Pro Football Hall of Famer joining us on the Mercedes-Benz van phone line right now. Eric Dickerson, how you doing, AD?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, it's good to chat with you. It's been a while.
Good talking to you, too. I know it's been a good while. I think I forgot about it.
I will never, ever do that.
I'm just messing with you. How you doing?
No, I know you tweeted at me the other day because we did a video about how you're going to be talking about asterisks with Derrick Henry, and you laughed at me, and now here we are. Derrick Henry looks like he's not even going to play another snap this season, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hate that. And somebody, you know, I just did an interview with a guy from Tennessee about Derrick Henry, you know, possibly having 2,000 yards, you know, breaking my record. And I told him, look, I don't think anyone really wants their record broke, but I said, if a guy's going to break it, he'd be the guy to break it.
Right.
You know, because, you know, he's big. I like big backs. He's a big back. He's physical. I mean, you know, people talk about the running back is obsolete in the National Football League these days. I don't believe it. If you have the right guy, you know, that's the guy you use. And I hate to see him get hurt. So, you know, I'd rather see him shatter that record than get hurt. I don't want to see any player ever get hurt because, you know, when you play football, you know how brutal that sport is.
And now, the guy who might be the one to replace him, Adrian Peterson, at age 36. I mean, what do you think is going through his mind right now, Eric?
Well, he ain't been hit in a while. So, you know, like, when they had that first hit, they'll be like, whoa. You might not say it, but you know, football is such a physical sport, and AP has been doing it for so long, and he's such a great player. Hey, you know, he gets a chance to, like I said, to do it again, I guess.
So, did you ever get a call after you were done to say, do you want to keep running? Did you ever get any of those? After
no, I couldn't, Rich, because I had a neck injury. I couldn't play again. Matter of fact, when I saw the doctor, the doctor not with the football team, outside the football team, gave me the real diagnosis. He said that, you know, if you keep playing football, he said one or two things going to happen. He said you're going to be paralyzed from the neck down, or you're going to die on the field, and that was it. I mean, I was done. I couldn't play again.
Wow, that's what they told you.
That's what he told me. That's what the doctor told me. You know, the teams don't tell you that, but the doctor told you. Yeah, but Dr. Watkins, you know, and I really appreciate Dr. Watkins being honest with me about that.
Well, I mean, he's a guy that would know. I mean, he would know, right.
Well, that's who, science guy, he would know.
That's who Peyton Manning saw for his neck, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, he's as preeminent as they possibly can get. But you never even got somebody even just kicking the tire saying, I know that you retired for a neck injury, but I'm just calling to make sure. You never even got the calling to make sure.
Richard, you know, for me, I was really done with it. I really was. I mean, as much as I love football when I first played it, I mean, the sport that I grew up loving, you know, at the end, man, I just, they made me despise the sport that I love so much. You know, I talk about that in my book that I have coming out. And, you know, I loved football. I loved everything about it. When I would come out in the close to football season, I could smell it in the air. It was a smell that you could just smell. Like, oh, yes, it's football time. You know, I don't smell it anymore because I haven't played in so many years. But, you know, the sad thing is that, like I said, a sport that I just loved so much, adored so much, at the end, it was like, I'm just so done with this crap.
Just the pain and the suffering is what we're talking about?
The pain, the suffering, you know, the politics that goes along with it, the jealousies being on football teams. I won't forget when I was with the Rams, man, we were such a close-knit football team. Mm-hmm. I mean, close-knit team. And when I got to the Colts, it wasn't the same. I mean, yeah, that was the first time I'd seen jealousy on the team. Like, players jealous of each other. Not just me, but any other players. Your name is in the paper, your money you make. And that's disheartening for me, because I think when you play a sport like football, you play it because you love it, but you play it, you know, to get paid also, but you play it because you love it. And you want to play well, you want to do well, you want your team to do well, but it was not like that in Indianapolis at that time.
Wow. Eric Dickerson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now the Rams are going to be the first up to take on the Titans without Derrick Henry, and they've got Von Miller there. How do you think he's going to? I mean, we all can sense what he can do, and we all know that just by its own sense, it makes no sense that he's going to be allowed to rush a quarterback with Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd, right? I mean. But that's just, I can hear you laughing about it, too, because that's what I did the other day. It's just you can't help but laugh, unless, of course, you're a quarterback, right?
I was like, because I knew when they let Kenny Young go, I'm like, okay, something's up. Because, you know, he was playing well for us. I'm like, son, something's up. I know they want Ernest Jones to play, the young linebacker, I think, in South Carolina. They want him to play. But I just say something's up with that. And they said they were freed up some money. And, you know, we made that trade. I'm like, wow. I mean, I feel like that is I think it's a great deal. I really do. I mean, I know he's, 32 years old, but I still know he can still play. It gives Aaron Donald something to work with. It gives him something to work with that, you know, he doesn't have to be the guy. Like when you're the guy all the time and, you know, they game plan for you, now they just can't game plan for him. So I think it's going to be great for him. And also the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, so who do you think is the best team in the NFC? I mean, I know you're locked in on the Rams, and you're locked in and watching everything else going on in that division. You saw what happened with Arizona against them, and obviously with Aaron Rodgers healthy and under center or in shotgun for Green Bay, you saw what they did to the team that beat the Rams. What do you think?
You know, you can't say. I mean, for me, I don't say who's the team. I think who's the hottest team. You know, you got a couple of teams that are really hot right now. You've got the Packers, the Green Bay Packers are really hot. I know Aaron Rodgers is not playing this week because of COVID protocol. You've got the Arizona Cardinals, which I'm really shocked about, you know, because they are Arizona. You know, I tease my friend Roy Green. I said, y'all Arizona, y'all can't beat nobody. But, you know, I got to give them credit. They're playing great football. Then you have the Rams that are playing very good football and, you know, making this trade. And also just, you know, the offenses seem to be coming around and clicking with Matthew Stafford. You know, then you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's just so many teams. It's like, who's hot that day. You know, sometimes the best team doesn't always win the game. But sometimes they do. You know, it depends on the turnover situation. And also, you know, I always go back to injuries. Injuries are always a big part of any sport. You know, if it's football, basketball, baseball, you know, how the injuries play out. So right now, I can't say who's the hottest, but I think those teams I just mentioned in the NFC are pretty much the best football teams.
Mm-hmm. And you're calling in as part of the L.A. Tourism. That stadium the Rams and Chargers play in is incredible. It's definitely something about when I say that people come here to Los Angeles, you got to get off the plane. You got to go see it somehow, some way. Oh, that stadium,
man,
is unbelievable.
I'm telling you, Rich, you have to see that stadium. I mean, I went to see it when they were building it. And you really couldn't get a feel for it. You know, it was almost like a skeleton. You're like, you know, it looks cool, but, right. You know, you're just not sure. And, I mean, I think everyone even myself was comparing it to Jerry's World, you know, in Dallas, Texas, their stadium. And that's a beautiful stadium to have in Dallas because, you know, it's Jerry Jones. But when you see the stadium here in Los Angeles, it's second to none. I mean, it's nothing like it. I mean, it is just like – when you walk in, I guarantee people will go, wow. You just go, wow, man. It is massive. It's a beautiful stadium. You know, we got the Super Bowl here this year. We got the Olympics coming up. It's just so much, you know, that stadium can do. And, you know, they have a 6,000-seat amphitheater. They do concerts out by a pond. So, you know, it's nothing like that stadium.
Right. And then, what do you think of when you walk into SoFi and the Rams fans are in there and it's so damn loud? It literally is the loudest stadium in the NFL. And I've been in all of them. And I say this with the ultimate of respect to Seattle fans and Arrowhead fans. I mean, it's like a rock concert. My ears are ringing after I come home from a game at SoFi Stadium. Like when you're back in the day. This is the greatest home field advantage the Rams have ever had in Los Angeles. That's for damn sure.
Ever had.
What would you have done with that crowd noise?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Man, I would have loved to have played in that stadium. That did. Being a young Eric Dickerson, you're coming on the field with the fans shouting your name and screaming for you. You're right. I think it is the loudest, if not the loudest, one of the loudest stadiums in the National Football League.
Yeah, it is.
People always talk about the fans of L.A. You know, the fans out there. Man, we got great fans here. I mean, it's like anything. You want your team to win. And, man, they're excited about football. I think not just football, but sports in general here in L.A. You got the Dodgers. You got the Lakers. You know, you got the Rams. You got the L.A. Chargers. So, you know, this is a great time, you know, for L.A. sports right now.
Okay. Yeah, and you've got the college football playoff national championship. You got the U.S.
Right.
Open, the Major League Baseball All-Star Games coming. Of course, the Summer Olympic and the Paralympic Games in 2028. You got the Rose Bowl sitting out here, too. The L.A. Coliseum still home to the USC. It's pretty amazing. Before I let you go, Eric, I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to put you directly on the spot, and I really need an answer to this question.
Okay. You need an answer for it?
That's my wind-up. This is my wind-up.
Okay.
We don't have to. With Derrick Henry now, unfortunately, out for the season, this is not, you know, going to happen this year. But one day, if somebody comes up with yard number 2,106 in an NFL regular season, and it happens in their 17th regular season game, should that mark have an asterisk next to it, Eric Dickerson?
No, absolutely not. No, it should not. Because I always say this, OJ did it in 14 games. I did it in 15 with one extra game to go. So, no, it should not. Look, to get 2,000 yards is an incredible feat. It's very hard. I came close three other times and could not get there. So, for sure not. I would never say that. I mean, you know me, I'm honest. I just call
yes,
it like I see it.
I know.
Do I want someone to break my record? Hell no. But if they break it, they break it. But no, if they do it in 17 games, so be it. They did in 17 games.
So
if it was 20 games, it'd be a little different.
Okay. So there is a line. There is a line.
There is a line.
But this extra regular season game, folks shouldn't know, I did it. So you did it in 15. So there should be an asterisk if it's done in 16.
Right. Exactly. my name also. I'm going to tell you, Richard, let me tell you, the record that I've always said that's going to last the longest
is
my rookie rushing record. 1,808 yards as a rookie at 20 touchdowns. It's going to be hard for any rookie to do that. Because you know what thing? You get one shot at it. One shot, that's it.
Man, those are ridiculous numbers, Eric. Those are, and 20 touchdowns on top of it. And 20.
On top of.
And yep. 20 touchdowns. So
right.
Outside of Derrick Henry, now again that he is hurt, the best running back in the NFL is who for you?
Whew, man, I'd have to say Zeke. I mean, really, I think it's Zeke Elliott. I mean, I know they haven't played well in the last couple years. I think it's all him. It's the Cowboys' offensive line injuries and everything else.
Right.
But I mean, you'd have to go to Zeke. I mean, what's the guy? I can't think of young kids in New York. He's been hurt so much.
Saquon has now got COVID too. I know.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a kid to me, and I said this when they drafted him. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him because he's such a great player. So much talent. I say, but they'll never see his talent because he's in New York. And it's showing just what I said. And you hate to see that for a player, but I think that if it's a guy that could do it, it would be him, but he'll never get the chance because he's on that bad football team.
So it's not a New York thing. It's just the Giants in their line is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. It's just no help. I mean, let me tell you something. Being a running back, it's no fun walking to the line of scrimmage and seeing an 8-man front. Trust me. That's no fun.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there going, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
What'd you see that about? You saw that, what, 30% of the time?
I saw that so much, man. I won't forget we played the Chicago Bears in the NFC Championship game. Oh. I told him, I said, I think the referee is up. I think he's trying to make tackles, too. He's up by the line of scrimmage.
So that was that NFC Championship. That's right. Okay, so you're there in that Singletary, right? That's
right.
The team you were going against.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Think about that. I mean, my friend Richard Dent, he told me, he said, Eric, he said, let me tell you what the game plan was. Don't let 29 beat us. He said we had everybody at the line of scrimmage. I mean, the safeties were right behind the linebackers. You're like, they were like, well, we're not worried about y'all passing the ball. So that was frustrating.
It was the 46 defense, it was really 46 people.
So they looked like, I'm telling you, when I say the referee was right there with the safeties, I'm like, is he making tackles too?
Eric, let's do this more often. I really love chatting with you. And we're local, just like you obviously are, with the committee here for Los Angeles. And I appreciate it. Thank you for the time here today.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate
you bet. That's the okay. Pro All Football. Right. You bet. That's the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Eric Dickerson, on behalf of the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board, right here in L.A. Dude. Grown ass man. I love these conversations at the Hall of Fame too. What he's saying, that Dent's telling him that this is what our game plan was. I can with what 99% certainty tell you that conversation occurred at a Hall of Fame, right?
Oh,
like they're
sure.
Sitting there
in that hallway.
Let me tell you something.
Drink
here's what the game plan
and
was.
Yeah.
We were not letting 29 beat us.
Right.
The cold and lamb and in Soldier Field. Oh man,
that's awesome.
I love stuff like that.
I just love when we got that chance to go there and watch those guys walk around in those jackets. I mean, obviously you guys went there before I came along and you were telling me about it, but until you're actually there and you're standing in the hallway and your childhood heroes are walking by you, going to the bathroom and walking back and just like high fiving each other. And it's just like, you just sit back and go, wow, man, this is incredible.
So let's take a break. Matt LaFleur, we have portions of his press conference today. It's an interesting week for Matt, with Jordan Love now starting and Aaron Rodgers being out and him being the face front representative of the team and being asked about the vaccination status of one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That's coming up next here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable,
helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What's happening?
What a day.
There's too much going on.
What is happening with Odell Beckham Jr. in Cleveland?
Well, it sounds like he's ATC at the moment.
Well, that's what he is. And but Mike Silver is saying that Stefanski told the team that he's off the team effectively.
He's basically not on the team.
And being
right
told
now,
to stay home.
Yes.
But all coaches and players say that he has been nothing more than professional about everything and is not. Like, he's not doing any sit-ups on his front lawn. That is obviously the
right.
That is the benchmark by which all wide receivers being told to stay home are measured by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no TO moment with the cameras there. That was, I'm telling you, I will never forget that day. Can you look up the actual date it was?
Sure.
We were on Total Access getting ready to do the show, and I think we went live, and we didn't have much live capacity back in the day for NFL Network. Like, let's just go live, throw it out there. Andy Reid told him to go home. It was training camp. I think it was August. Had to be an August day when he went and he did sit-ups in his driveway, I think in New Jersey.
Yeah, August 10th, 2005.
Yeah, man. One of our first training camps. It was our second training camp. 2004 was our first full season on the air.
So Andy Reid suspended T.O. for a week.
Told him to go home.
After they got into a shouting match at training camp.
Go home, he said.
And then he was living in New Jersey at the time.
Yep.
And he answered a series of questions.
Yep.
Shirtless doing sit-ups.
Yep. Just shirtless.
He's a shirt-off.
He's a shirt-off. Well, he's a shirt-off guy.
Yeah, he should never wear a shirt. I
mean, why not? Remember, he came here, he took his shirt off to put something else on.
Yeah. And he had a sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah. Sleeveless hoodie.
I know. It was part of his, like, fashion collection.
By the way, me and Tio.
Got it.
Same person.
You guys are built similarly.
And I'll just never forget. It's like, you know, Andy Reid sent Tio home. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Was that the beginning of the end?
In Philadelphia?
It had to have been, right?
Well, they went to the Super Bowl in 2004 calendar year, 2004 season, 2005 calendar year. And that was when, again, and that was our first Pro Bowl that we did in 2005, I think was our first one. Can't figure it out, but
he only played seven games for the Eagles.
Our first Super Bowl we covered was Patriots-Panthers on NFL Network. And Brady versus Delhomme, Brady's second Super Bowl win. Two for two in Super Bowls, TB12.
Yep.
And then that was in 2004 calendar year, 2003 season. And then the 2004 season, 2005 calendar year, was TB12 winning it back-to-back, which still stands today as the last back-to-back Super Bowl winners we have seen. And we flew off from there, from Jacksonville, all the way to Hawaii. An NFL Network crew. I remember we went from Jacksonville to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Denver, and then Denver to Hawaii. We took three flights. Schefter showed up like almost famous. He had like these sunglasses on, and we were all poking fun of him because he doesn't drink. And we're like, "Did you hungover, whatever?" And we just. We flew all the way out there, and T.O. and Donovan McNabb flew out the next day, and we had them scheduled to be interviewed together because they were Pro Bowlers together. We had multiple set positions at the hotel where the players stayed, including one on the beach in Hawaii, right there. We had a beach set. And I remember Susie was so upset with me because I didn't get a pedicure beforehand and my feet were going to be seen on television. She's like, what's your problem? Those toes are disgusting. I remember all this stuff. So we're sitting there. I'm sitting there at the set position in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts waiting for T.O. and McNabb to show up together. And we were then told they're not going to speak together. Why not? They don't want to. And I found out that T.O. on a radio interview subsequent to the Super Bowl let it be known that McNabb, you know, vomited in the huddle. And because everybody else on planet Earth saw that when the game was on the line, and kind of let it be known that McNabb wasn't up to the moment. When T.O., with his, you know, pins in his ankle and everything, had one of the greatest games in the history of the game of the sport at wide receiver.
He was awesome.
And that's when we first got a whiff that T.O. and McNabb were not, like, you know, on the same page at all. I interviewed them both separately. They refused to be interviewed together. Because we thought, okay, you got the quarterback and wide receiver just for playing the Super Bowl. That was the first indication. Then the summer. When he's sitting up on the lawn and doing the sit-ups and all that. And Odell's at home. He's not doing this stuff. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know what is happening. Are they upset about his dad posting that video? Again, I was told that was not at Odell's request. And as you know, dads can go off the reservation. Tom's did.
Yep.
This year when Tom Sr. was talking about going back to New England, and Tom Brady even had some fun at his father's expense, and also did say, hey, this is what fathers do. Fathers cape for their boys, their kids, and their daughters. That's what we do, is dad. That's how I have this sign right here. Best dad ever. So I hope the Browns are not holding, you know, this video over Beckham. But this would certainly, on sports TV, we abhor a vacuum. And this is what we then spill into it with all sorts of conversation. This is when athletes get upset because we're talking into a microphone and they're like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Well, in this case, we don't know what to talk about. Other than the fact that he's home, and last year the Browns went on a run without him, and I was thinking, this is ridiculous that they're better off without him. I mean, this guy's a terrific player. He comes back this year and he's not well enough to start the season, and I can't evaluate him. I can't evaluate this situation at all. So, what is up with Odell? Great question.
Great question.
And if it is something like that, I don't know. Can they release him and say, just don't show up in division?
He would have to clear waivers first.
I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, should we call Zagor again?
But nobody's picking him up.
On waivers. Not for $8 million.
No,
for
shot.
The rest of the year, yeah.
No
and,
shot.
And 2 more years.
Which is why they couldn't trade him. It's like that contract's going to have to be over, and we're not trading him for even a seventh. We're not going to do that because we know we can get him on waivers. We can get him once he clears waivers.
They're just going to burn a roster spot just so he doesn't go to the Ravens or the Steelers or whoever.
Great question.
Chiefs.
But one thing that is not happening is, according to Silver, we're not hearing it and seeing it, is Odell's not, you know, pounding the table here and doing stuff like a sitting up on the push-ups on his front lawn.
He's not doing an NFL equivalent of James Harden.
No. Jeez.
Yikes.
Matt LaFleur woke up today, going to have a great birthday. 42 years of age today, huh?
Today's his birthday.
Today is your birthday, Matt LaFleur. Yeah. And then he got the football. The football gods gave him his birthday punches. Again, Aaron Rodgers has COVID-19 I sure hope he is okay. I've had it, and I was vaccinated, and it sucked. It was terrible. It was 3-4 days, and the thing that, I mean, again, the thing that gets you is just the unknown. You have no idea what direction it's going to go in. You have no idea. Healthy people have suddenly had their lives destroyed. Healthy people suddenly wind up in a hospital. No idea. Certainly, if you're unvaccinated, you are way, way more vulnerable to the effects of this virus. I hope, Aaron Rodgers, you are okay. But Aaron Rodgers was asked, as many players were, certainly when they're as famous and as important as the reigning MVP, he was asked during the summer, are you vaccinated? His answer was, yes, I'm immunized. Now we find out, again, that he is not vaccinated. And as Ian Rappaport mentioned earlier in the show, NFL and the Packers know it. And that means you know, if you see a player at a press conference with a mask, that means they're not vaccinated. That's the clear indication. But some of them aren't doing it. So that's the conversation about, well, has he broken protocol in the meantime? And then there's the football aspect of this weekend. It's Jordan Love getting his first career start against Patrick Mahomes. You brought it up in hour number one, Chris, that I was there that night in Texas Stadium when Favre versus Romo. It was a huge night. One team was undefeated. The other team had one loss. Romo grew up loving Favre, had Favre posters on his wall, and we were playing that up like crazy, and then Favre gets hurt. Like, the Iron Man gets hurt. And then 12 comes off the bench, and we're like, whoa, he can play. What if Jordan Love has that whoa moment? I already said in the earlier on, we're not taking that cheese. Aaron Rodgers is still first ballot Hall of Famer playing at the top of his game, and we hope that COVID does not affect him in a way where he's no longer at the top of his game, certainly for this year. Heaven forbid for even longer. That's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and still, I'm not taking that cheese. There's a window of opportunity right now for them to win for a long time to come, but things change in the NFL, and they can change just like that. Just like today, when Matt LaFleur woke up for his 42nd birthday, and now he's actually feeling like he's turning 62. Felt like he's aged 20 years, not just 1 year. So the 42-year-old Matt LaFleur was asked about all of what I've just set up today.
How does this play out for you today? When did you find out that he was going on the COVID-19 list? And when did you start the ball rolling on figuring out what you have to do to win this week's game?
That happened about, 8:30 or so, right before we went into meetings. So, it's just, it's like anything else. You got to make adjustments, and it's no different than in a game when we're playing Arizona and you lose a guy like Bobby. You got to make adjustments. And so the way I look at it is it's another opportunity for somebody else to showcase what they can do. I do think that our team will rally around Jordan, and we'll give it our best effort. I have a lot of confidence in our process and how we operate around here in terms of just the guys putting in the work, the preparation to go down there and play our best football game.
Aaron himself addressed it in August when he was asked about a vaccination status and said, quote, yeah, I've been immunized. Do you feel like a quote like that might be seen as misleading to fans?
It's a great question for Aaron. I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay, so go ahead. Hit the drop, if you don't mind, Mr. Feller, right there.
What were they really thinking?
Okay, here's what I think Matt LaFleur was really thinking. And by the way, I think Bobby refers to the tight end, big Bobby Tonyan,
right,
who had his knee blown out in the middle of that Arizona win. Now I'll take on the role of Matt LaFleur, which I'll love to do because his hair is terrific, and he's a very, very, very young 42.
Yeah.
No question about it. Normally coaches, you know, they can wear that 42 like it's 62. And at any rate, so how do you think it's going to affect us? I know this opens the door to this whole Jordan Love nonsense that created one of the craziest off seasons of my life I'm ever going to have. I know that opens the door. But guess what? I'm trying to win football games right now. And guess what? What did we just do last week in Arizona? I know I'm just mentioning Bobby Tonyan, but I'd like to mention Davante Adams wasn't there. Alan Lazard wasn't there. Do I want all these guys to take the shot? Of course I do. I want to control what I can control. And I'd love to be able to control this situation just by them taking a shot. Assuming that's what NFL coaches all feel, so that's why I'm ascribing it to Matt LaFleur. But did you see what we just did? I didn't have my defensive coordinator. I didn't have my top three wide receivers. I didn't even have my tight end in all this. And guess what we did? We spanked on a short week the lone remaining undefeated team. Sure, did we get a nice break at the end? Yeah, guess what we did? We coached up Rasul Douglas to make moments like that. We're good. We're good. This sucks. And don't ask me any more questions about what Aaron Rodgers says and does. I had a whole damn offseason of this. It's a good question for him. Now you're going to make it seem like I'm putting something on his plate. Guess what? He's a big boy. He put it on his plate himself with that answer this August. I love the guy. I want to go in a battle with the guy. I'm going to miss the guy this week. I'd love to be hooked up to this guy's hip for as long as he wants to actually play before, you know, he turns old enough to have hip problems himself. That's what he's really thinking. Matt LaFleur. At least my two cents on what he's really thinking.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some expletives in there.
Dude, this guy, I mentioned it before. Coaches have to deal with all sorts of stuff. Sean Payton, your coach of the year candidate over there, bud. TJ Jefferson. Sean Payton's coach of the year candidacy right now. You know, Hurricane, Jameis, Taysom decision. Jameis, now there's no Jameis. Now it's Trevor Siemian, Taysom Hill decision. Then Michael Thomas isn't available to us about what happened in the summer with his injury and whatever miscommunication there was, how to put that back together. Now he's out for good. And yet all he's got to do is beat Atlanta this week, and then he's in first place through eight games.
Yep.
And, you know, all sorts of, you want to talk about John Harbaugh's injury scenario and all that business? How about the Green Bay Packers, man? How about all of what happened in the offseason? How about all that put back together? And the fact is, we can't sit here and say Jordan Love isn't ready for the moment just yet. What if they win that game and win eight in a row after dropping that season opener, which is another thing that LaFleur had to deal with? Nobody talks about this guy's coach of the year because they figure it's Aaron Rodgers. 33-7, right? Mm-hmm. In his first 40?
Yep.
Okay. And hey, in the same way that you need to have your quarterback situation settled, handled however you want to see fit, as you know, I have a problem with the way the Packers have handled their backup quarterback situation because it is the thing that provoked their quarterback who's going to the Hall of Fame. But this is why you got to have a guy to back up Aaron Rodgers. That's always been the problem when Rodgers has been out with this Green Bay team. Rodgers out, team down the tubes fast. Now, Jordan Love, guess what he's got to do? The role that Jordan Love has always been placed in, ascribed to him, is future savior of the franchise. Come heck or high water, they're turning to him regardless of how well Aaron Rodgers is playing. Well, now guess what? It's now the role of backup quarterback to keep things full speed ahead. Cooper Rush did it. My guy Mike White did it.
Yes, he did.
Trevor Siemian did it. Geno Smith finally got around to doing it. Just in time for Seattle to hit their bye. Case Keenum did it.
Case Keenum.
He's first to do it this year, actually. Here we go. It's not Jordan Love to do it.
Davis Mills won a
Davis
game.
Mills. Davis Mills did not win a game.
He did not win a game.
It's good to mention his name.
Tyrod won that.
Tyrod did it. Yeah, week one. Week one.
Who else?
That's about it. Been out there in terms of backups. Trey Lance, I guess.
Hey, Brockman, I got a question.
He started one.
Hey, TJ.
But it's time for, it's just before you go out there, just to put a button on it. It's time for Jordan Love. I don't think we ever saw this. You know, he's got to do what DeShone Kaiser couldn't do, right? Right.
Kaiser.
What Hundley, Brett Hundley couldn't
Brett
do.
Brett Hundley, yeah, out of UCLA.
Got some stars,
which is
though,
keep
right?
things on the straight and narrow once Aaron goes down. Mm-hmm. Now he's down. And we're hoping it's just one game. I'm telling you, this virus is friggin' awful. Certainly to the unvaccinated. So
yeah, Brett Hundley went 3-6 in 2017 filling in for Rodgers.
Here we go, man. It's time. Jordan's got to get into it now at Kansas City. Oh, boy.
Not oh, boy. This is the team you want to face. Yeah.
Disagree. Everybody loves Carpenter on the Kansas City defense. Looked pretty darn good to me on Monday
they
night.
They played the Giants,
blah, 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 blah. Got
they
it.
Played the Giants.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Let's take a break. Then you can hit up Brockman. And I know I saw it on your face. Anytime I mention Mike White, anytime Mike White gets mentioned, you light up.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're
can
not.
Can I be happy for my friend?
Okay, let's
yes,
take a
TJ,
break.
TJ, you can.
All right. Thank
you,
Chris. All right, very good. Very, very good. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What a show. Eric Dickerson and also Mark Sanchez and Les Snead and Ian Rappaport. Tyrese Gibson's on tomorrow's show. He's going to be on today, but we're like, hey, let's do this tomorrow because we got all sorts of stuff.
So much happening.
Right? So
real quick, Rich, about the point about the college football playoff rankings. This is the first rankings that have come out, and I think the history of these have taught us anything that, generally speaking, the final list does not look anything like the first list. So to kind of get bent out of shape about, oh, Cincinnati's too low and you know, Oregon's too high, or, you know, why is Alabama too, like, it's going to work itself out here in the next month.
No, I know so that.
Let's not get too
bad. These things are all about, it's like a preseason ranking, too. Yeah. Like, this is just
the first one. This
exactly.
is just the first kind of.
Things are going to shake
we
out.
We know that Georgia's won, and then after that, it's just kind of, all right, let's see how it shakes out.
But put it back up one more time, if you don't mind. The fact that Georgia's won makes sense. Alabama is sitting there so they don't have to leapfrog a whole bunch of people if they beat Georgia. Let's be honest. And if they lose, they're out.
Right.
I think so, and Michigan State is absolutely appropriately ranked because they are undefeated in the Big Ten.
Right.
They just won a top 10 battle against their blood sport rival. They absolutely deserve to be three. I mean, Oregon has to be over Ohio State, but I don't know what I'd put Cincinnati for. They're undefeated. They beat Notre Dame in Notre Dame. They've done everything that's been asked of them. And just because what? They're Cincinnati?
I mean, if you want a super gripe, I think Michigan State might have the biggest beef. The Big Ten's the best conference this year.
So put them two?
And they should be two, yeah.
But Georgia's going to end up playing Alabama and not one of them below them. So if they keep on winning, they're going to be two. And it doesn't matter. It's not like they cost them a home game. They're just going to be two. They'll be best of the three anyway.
Well, whoever they're playing,
You know what I mean?
Just saying.
But it is food for thought. Oklahoma fans might have a gripe, but you know
they've played way too many close games. Understood. Against teams where the game shouldn't be close. So.
Okay. Good chat. Good college football chat.
We're watching.
Good college football chat.
We're watching.
Hey, guys, did you guys know that Micah Parsons, the guy who I predicted the Cowboys would draft before this year's draft, was named NFC Defensive Player of the Week?
He's so good.
He's amazing.
He's so good. And your Cowboys are so good. They're good, man.
We're on to Denver, Rich. We're on to Denver.
I know that. Without Von Miller, perfect timing.
And without Garrett Bowles, the lineman, I believe he is out as well.
Yeah, Dallas.
And I think Noah Fant tested positive, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear this. Boy, what the hell's going on?
He is vaccinated, but he tested
positive. I believe the same thing with Tobias Harris of the Sixers.
So why?
He's out.
And Chris Middleton.
Yeah, Chris Middleton. Yeah. Right, isn't
and Sidney Crosby. Yeah.
Did I see Lauri Markkanen, too? Did he go in also? Health and safety protocols
going around right now.
Oh my gosh!
Get your booster if you can, people.
So, TJ, why do you keep on mentioning Mike White's name? Why is Mike White's name in your mouth so much lately?
Here's the deal, man. You're a Jets fan, and the Jets. Yeah. Look, I realize the Cowboys. We haven't really had a ton of success over the last few years, but you know, we're always in there, and people talk about us. And the Jets, I feel like it just makes you angry. And so,
Why does it make me angry?
Because you're a true Jets fan. They haven't been doing well, and I want to see you happy. So now that I see that you're on the precipice of having that franchise quarterback that you wanted the first since Chad Pennington, I'm excited for you.
Wow.
And I want you to be happy. And Brockman, I'm just wondering about you. What are you more excited about as a Renaissance man? The Jordan Love era or the Mike White era starting? I mean, we're in an incredible time here in the NFL
As we know, Renaissance men don't wear shirts.
So exactly why I called you one.
I think when it all comes down to it,
yes, Chris,
the Jets are rivals of my team. I don't want them to be good, even though I want Rich to be happy. Yeah.
But you know Mike White's going to be the man.
It's a weird thing that I'm fighting on the inside. However, just the whole Shakespearean essence of it all, of Aaron Rodgers' career turning into Brett Favre's, and with Jordan Love, like when Jordan Love has 500 yards in his first career start, that is going to be so incredible.
He's just got to hit the benchmark of Mike White, who had 400 yards in his first career
over
start.
Over under 404.5.
You know, I'm just wondering if have you guys done talking it out?
One more thing before you retort. Would it be so bad if Mike White was your guy? I mean, I realize you picked Zach Wilson, and I know what
would
all
would it be so bad if Cooper Rush is your guy?
If he wins me a Super Bowl, no.
Oh.
It wouldn't be so bad. But we know that he's not going to be the man.
Why not?
But Mike White probably.
See, let me. No, no, no. I need to have my time because the end of the show is
it's
on the horizon.
Minutes, it's 2 minutes, Rich.
No, no. I
understand. And remember, this comes from a place of kindness, Rich.
No, it does not.
It does.
It does not.
How dare you?
He can talk. He can talk. Brockman can talk. He's allowed to talk.
Because Mac Jones is going to the Hall of Fame.
No.
Revoke it. Revoke his talking privileges right now.
No, he can because he has the rings.
Okay.
But and Rich, the banners. You, sir.
Fine. No one's been a bigger Dak fan than you, Rich.
No.
You love Dak Prescott. You've admitted it
Chris Brockman,
many times.
You have.
So now you can't go
back. Excuse me. Rich, I'll let you talk it
Rich
out.
Rich has the conch right now. Rich has the conch.
Excuse me, sir. You have the internet in front of you.
I do. Confirm.
Can you look up which franchise in the National Football League has had a team in its conference championship game more recently?
I admitted that.
Sure.
I started.
Don't look it up. Okay. The New York Jets over the Cowboys.
I said that.
The last time these two teams played each other.
The Jets won.
Which team has beaten the other more recently?
With a quarterback coming off a mono.
The Jets won that game. You have no legs to stand on.
I do, Rich.
None.
I do. Because
no, just because Tom Landry wore the hat.
I do, Rich.
And Irv had the first down. How about them Cowboys? It is so long ago.
Would you rather be a Cowboy fan or a Jet fan?
I don't. I'm a Jet fan, and I'm proud of it. And you have no leg to stand on.
I got two of them because I have hours of footage of you praising Dak Prescott.
This is great, and he's deserving of it. And Mike White's deserving of this, too.
So then
sitting here thinking that the Jets finally go and get their franchise quarterback only to watch him being outperformed in the first career start by a guy who I've never heard of, okay? It puts me in a bad position. And you know what? I told you, it's great. We actually got this big W. Certainly after being boat raced 50 points by the New England Patriots, it's all well and good. And you want to try and make it difficult for me? And I say to you, your team has had zero appearances since 1995.
Yeah, I know that. We say that every
or
day that we're on the air.
Got shown up by the host.
Thank you.
Did I know? So you're trying to have fun
have
at my expense. But take care of your own house.
We're good.
House.
I'm saying I wanted you to feel happy.
Take care
and
of your
you
own
don't
house.
Want my good wishes, so therefore I take them back. I hope he sucks. How about that?
I don't want him. I don't want him.
You know what?
Stop
Mike White,
throwing
do your thing.
Stones in this Rich Eisen Show glass house.
Can't stop, won't stop.
End of this program. Thanks for taking it.